at Dvar Halachim Chagas Halvavus, sort of. You'll see in a second what I mean. Or Luchotay's Eid, Wednesday night. So tonight's Dvar Halacha is not, strictly speaking, a Dvar Halacha. Maybe it's not even a Dvar Halacha, not strictly speaking. In many counts of the Kinyan Torah, so 37 is Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro. So the question, wait, can I, 37, that may sound familiar to you, that number. So the Kinyan, that was tonight's Sphira. So the Kinyan Torah is Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro. And the question comes to mind, why is that a Kinyan Torah? Well, there's many, many pshatim. So I'll take the two extremes almost, sort of. One, well, sort of. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro, that it is a Kinyan Torah, is referring to, as you find many times in Shas, that one Amora or one Tana answered the question of the other Tana, that you see things through someone else's eyes. You're able to see things from the other person's perspective. You Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro in learning. Tirgum Rava Aliba Dabaye, or many such, not many, but a number of times in Shas you find such things. And you're learning with a Chavrusa, and you look at the Gemara, you try to look at the Gemara through his eyes, not just through your own, and therefore it's a Kinyan Torah. I call that one extreme because it's Alderech HaPshat, we'll call it. The other extreme, you know, is the Maral, right? So there's Ruach Chaim and Derech Chaim. Ruach Chaim is Chaim Volozhin, he says the Pshat I just said, and the Derech Chaim is the Maral, and Avos, he says that through Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro, you become not an individual, but you meld into the klal. You become a klal mensch. And a yesod of the Maral throughout a lot of his forum, maybe it's even mentioned in every single sefer of his, is that the Torah was given to the klal Yisrael, to an am, and a person's kinyan in Torah will be to'aim, the degree to which he doesn't see himself as a yochid, but he sees himself as a klal person. So Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro, says the Maral, is a kinyan Torah in that way, because the Torah is more mesugal to be absorbed into a klal person rather than a prat person. Okay, we go now to Chavis Halvavis. We're up to the eighth shir since we started again the sefer, and he's talking about the chiyuvim, the obligations of Chavis Halvavis, but he's just mentioning it. He's not really delving into anything. He's just throwing out phrase after phrase after phrase, but each one is, many of them are a whole shar b'fnei atzmo in the sefer. We're up to the eighth one. He talked about Yichud Hashem, and looking at the Bria, Bitochon. Number eight is v'shenikona miponov, to be humbled before Hashem. That's indeed a whole shar called shar hakniya. What does it mean to be humbled before Hashem? And again, this is a mitzvah saseh. He's counting out a person's chavos halvavos obligations. It means once in a while you have to stop and think about Hashem's greatness and how small we are in comparison, and that will lead to kniya, your nichna b'fnei Hashem. It will also lead to a cure for arrogance and haughtiness. But it's interesting that in the chavos halvavos' world, in shara kniya, he doesn't talk about kniya vis-a-vis another person. He talks about kniya vis-a-vis Hashem. But of course, the totsa'os of being nichna l'fnei Hashem will be humility l'gabi other people. Because you're not going to, if you're sincere and you're kniya l'fnei Hashem and you realize that everything is from Hashem and you really don't have anything of your own, it's kind of hard to be arrogant vis-a-vis another person if you're indeed nichna l'fnei Hashem. Okay, we'll do one more. V'shenira also yiras Hashem. No, it's one of the sheish mitzvahs t'midius, and certainly it's a chavos halavavos, because you have to fear him as something that's taking place in your heart. No one's going to see anything. There's yiras ha'onesh, which is a lower madrega, but halavai we will have it, right? And then there's yiras ha'romamus, which is
described by the Sfarim, Chazal Ovid describes it, Mitzvah Sesharim describes it as you're in the presence of greatness, you're afraid to do it, you're going to do something wrong. It sort of borders on embarrassment, that you don't want to do anything wrong, you don't want to do anything inappropriate, and if you feel the presence of Hashem, so you feel that Yiras HaRomamus. Okay, we'll stop there.